Well, this Sunday, head on over to the City Winery in the West Loop for the latest installment of Story Jam, the live lit show that brings the best Chicago storytellers together with the best Chicago musicians. The combination makes for one of the more unique performances in Chicago as musicians create original music based off the stories that are featured. It's the brainchild of musician Stephanie Rogers. She's been a fixture in Chicago for years. She got her own record label, Hip Chick Records. You can see her performing all over town, but these days, she's pretty much doing Story Jam. Like I said, Story Jam will be on stage starting at 11 a.m. on Sunday at the City Winery in the West Loop. Stephanie Rogers, welcome to The Download. Good to see you.
Hey, Justin. Thanks for
having me. It's been a long time. Yeah, I feel like the last time we spoke was about 5 years ago, but good to follow you on Facebook, things like that. So good to see you.
Thank you.
So let's talk about Story Jam, because this is something that is different than the sort of musician shows you've done in the past. Where does the idea of Story Jam come from?
I think that I did do the musician shows for a while, but I came from a theater background originally, studied theater at Northwestern, got through that program, loved every minute of it, and then this show is sort of like a melding of music and theater and being a little bit the quirky thing that I tend to be on stage. It all sort of comes together in this show. So I sort of feel like it's my calling right now.
You know, it's an interesting, because I think about a lot of times you have live lit shows when you put storytellers on stage. They're almost always produced by storytellers or produced by, you know, people who might be of the same genre or the same discipline. It's interesting because this idea is really sort of a combination, because, as you said, you have a theater background, but you really come at this as a musician.
That for sure. I was going to a lot of storytelling shows, actually, in Chicago. There are gazillion, bazillion. Actually, Josh Zagorin, who you're going to have on next, he did a Story Jam, and I found him at a storytelling show in Chicago. And I'm like, dude, you've got to come to my show, too. So I'm going to all of these storytelling events. But I was noticing that something was missing from them for me. Sometimes they'll have music. They might have like some cool banjo music or some interlude music, intermission music. But nobody was combining, making them work together, the music and the stories. So I thought, that's something I could do. I jumped right in. I take the stories. They send me their stories. Josh sent me his story a little late, though, I have to say. But he did send me a story eventually.
We'll deal with that when we see Josh in the hallway.
I'd like to talk to him about that when I see him in the lobby. But I get the stories ahead of time, and then I just use them as a jumping off point to write songs for this big band. It's a 10-piece band.
Wow.
But I'm sitting at home writing the songs and kind of highlighting little pieces
of the story. How much time do you give yourself to do that?
Oh, gosh, it takes forever sometimes. Sometimes I could spend a week on one darn song if it's just not coming along. But then sometimes, like last night, I wrote a song for Sunday's show. Now, as you can tell, sometimes I'm a little late. It's not just Josh's fault. But I wrote a song last night in like 10 minutes, and it just comes pouring out. So you know how the creative process is.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by it, because a 10-piece band, there's amazing spectacle to that. And the idea of having that presented in the program just does take it out of sort of a regular live lit type show. But it also is a lot of rehearsal, a lot of arrangement, a lot of, you know, 10 people on stage with the performer. I mean, talk about that process, because I would assume, tonight you came up with you finished this song, that's great, but you've got to get these 10 musicians in line as well. I mean, there's a lot of pre-production that goes into something like that.
Yeah, you're so right. There is a ton of pre-production, but actually it's sort of on the fly for Story Jam, because we don't have time to rehearse. We sort of run the songs 1 hour before the show every single time. There's not an arduous, laborious rehearsal process at all. And it's sort of like doing improv. It's like, boom, get out there and go. And hopefully you've prepared enough in the years you've studied music, and hopefully I've done a good enough job giving them, you know, enough information. I give them a recording of the song, so I have to make sure that all my ducks are in a row.
Right, right.
And then they can kind of, they read the music, and I say, okay, this one's going to have a hip-hop feel. Go. And hopefully it comes out okay. I think, you know, the lack of sort of need for preparation also gives it that same kind of urgency and excitement that, you know, you and I love as you know, personalities.
Well, let's do this. Let's listen to it, because you have a selection that you brought in from the last Story Jam. Mm-hmm. So set this up for us. This is so the idea. What makes Story Jam different is that a story will be told, and then you and the band perform original music based on the story that was just told.
Yes,
that's the idea.
That's
right?
Exactly right. Right.
So set this one up. What are we hearing?
Okay. Well, this is a guy named Archie Jamjohn. He's probably one of the top storytellers in Chicago. Very well known. Has won awards. Everybody loves Archie. He's charming as heck. He told a story about his cat, JJ, but he just used JJ as a front for the real story, which was talking about addiction, his family, more serious issues. He did it in a very funny and adorable way. And then I took a song that I wrote a song called Thai Cat for him, which also is it's a little bit about his cat, but it's a nod and it's a jumping off point. I'm a little bit poking fun at his use of a cat in his story.
All right, well, let's hear it. Here is a selection from Story Jam, which will be on stage, a different story and a different song on Sunday at City Winery. But here's from the last Story Jam with Stephanie Rogers.
So I was a somewhat lonely kid growing up. While I wasn't exactly an outcast, my parents told my sister and I that American kids were dangerous and they had sneaky and underhanded ways of keeping them from us. For example, if I was invited to a birthday party, my father would scoff at the idea of buying a present. It is their birthday. Why I have to pay? And so on more than one occasion, I was sent to a friend's birthday with pieces of our home decor as a present. As in, happy birthday, James. Here's a hand-woven wicker basket. It was made by mountain people in Thailand. So I was not that popular. I did have a friend, though. I had a best friend. I had a cat. I had a cat named JJ. And JJ wasn't just any cat. He was a Siamese cat, which meant he was Thai, like my family. See, we'd had a couple cats before, but they had run away. And my mom explained this was an American problem. No Thai cat would run away. American cat run away because they wild. Like American people. Oh, but Thai cat's so loyal, so love you, just like Thai wife. We would cross that bridge later.
You can snap or something.
I have no impending wife, no picket fence inside. Lately, I don't even know where I go at night. All the potential we waste, all the self-loathing and hate, wasted negativity, feeling like it's too late. I can't recover. I ain't your lover. I got a Siamese cat, as I can acrobat. With a pelvic thrust and a picture for lust, I'm his victim. As loyal as a tide, waiting for me to die. I'm on a binge, but I'm feeling unhinged. I'm a kitty bitch, I can't recover. Ooh, I ain't your lover.
There you go, a little clip right there. That was great.
Thanks.
We don't have enough clips on this show to download. More clips. Stephanie Rogers
I'll get you clips.
Bringing the clips from Story Jam. Story Jam is going to be on stage at a live lit show that includes music, inspired original music from Stephanie and her band in the moment. That is on stage at the City Winery in West Loop Sunday, the early show, 11 o'clock a.m.
Yes, we hit it at noon, actually. We're doing a brunch show. It's something different. They tend to have their storytelling shows occur at brunch because like guys like Art Garfunkel are playing at night. So, yeah. You know, they do story.
I just thought it was because you, of all these years, you just said, all right, you know what? I'm not doing the 11 o'clock shows at night anymore. 11 a.m. or nothing.
That's probably true, too.
That's how I feel. Whenever I do comedy shows, I'm like, is there anyone who does it at 2 p.m.?
Yeah, there was. I was in a band called Brother Brother for a little while Matt Spiegel.
Right.
Be friends with him. And we had a gig that started at midnight, but actually it was never midnight. It was always like 12:45 or 1. And I had a little baby at home, and I was like hauling out there every Sunday night. It was so brutal.
Well, that I want to ask you about that, because does the live lit kind of show, I mean, there's a lot of organization and arrangement and producing that goes into it, but does it still serve that creative muscle that you somewhat leave behind with that 12:45 in the morning kind of, you know, rock show that and Brother Brother or other bands that you've been involved in?
I think the only thing it leaves behind is like the whiskey and the cigarettes. Other than that, though, I'm pretty, I feel like this is a creative endeavor, because it is so like, okay, here's some stories. We're going to throw these stories at you. This week I have seven songs to write.
Wow.
In the last kind of 10 days. That's a lot of work. And to make them all sound a little bit different, because I don't want to have, you know, seven country
songs.
And it's
a different muscle, too, because a lot of times you'll record or you'll write and do all that stuff at the beginning of the process. And then when you're doing shows, you already know the songs that you're going to produce or you're going to perform that night.
Yeah, if you remember them, that's the trick. Is like, oh, well, how did that one go again?
Right.
Hopefully you remember it. But I think that this show is cool for me creatively, because it combines everything I love to do. I'm hosting the show, I'm producing the show, I have to organize stuff. It's stretching me in a lot of ways. I mean, it's cool, because for a while I did I did the rock scene, the rocker thing in clubs with a lot of hairspray, lots of cans of hairspray, not very earth friendly back then. And then I did like the wedding scene, event music for a long time with a 12-piece orchestra. That was cool. But that didn't have my stamp on those projects as much as I do, you know, with this show. And sometimes we play, like this week, this show, I'm going to surprise the band and ask them to do an impromptu song. And I'm just going to give them a feel.
Don't give it away.
I can't tell. I can't tell everything. Of course, but
Stephanie, it's interesting too, the evolution of, you know, and not to get too deep on being a musician, being an artist. But the idea of what you just mentioned, I mean, the idea of going through styles and moments and scenes and different points in your life as a musician to be where you're at now. I mean, explain that arc. I mean, is this how the natural evolution of what you thought your music career was going to be like? The idea that you'd end up with something like Story Jam that you have all this creative control over?
I had no idea. I thought I was going to be a movie star living in the south of France. It didn't work out.
Good, okay.
But I'm happy that...
It's not over yet. There's still plenty of time.
Listen, I'm still waiting. Yeah. My day is coming. But I think that... I had no idea this... I didn't even know this existed. I didn't know live storytelling. I don't even know if it was as much a thing as it is now. There are storytellers from... They call them the old, you know, the old classic traditional storytellers. That's a whole crew of people.
Yeah.
This new kind of phase of storytelling that sort of comes out of the moth. This is a kind of format that we didn't know about when I was studying theater at Northwestern. I had no idea that this was going to be such a popular, cool thing to be involved with. So who knows what's next? But I think that this is, I was hoping for an acting career, to be honest. I moved to Los Angeles and I did some commercials, little parts in movies. And then I realized that I didn't like Los Angeles. I probably wasn't very good at acting. And It was a desperate, lonely pursuit, really.
Well, I mean, it is interesting because that is known to be a solitary, lonely pursuit, not unlike stand-up comedy, the same concept.
Totally.
Music is different. Music is communal. Music is you play with bandmates, you get on stage, there's a lot of people around you at all times. So it's not that surprising that you gravitated to that part of your creative life, because it has all the things that acting doesn't.
That's so true. And also just songwriting itself is like writing your own script every single day. Hanging with the band is fun. I don't know if you've hung out with a lot of bands.
Sure.
But they're pretty cool. It's fun to be the girl in the guy band, the band of guys. I mean, we have gals in our band as well. There are two female backup. There are five singers in the band, and then five instrumentalists, or sometimes six instrumentalists. Usually the instrumentalists are male, but a lot of the singers are female. But it is fun when there are no other women there, and I'm the only chick. They all think that I'm one of the guys. So there's a little exposure to increase my worldview.
Understand the genders, right? My last question is just, you know, you are a host of this show. You get to use your chops as an actor, but you also, the one thing we didn't really talk about is you get to be a band leader in the way that you are not only hosting the show, but you are orchestrating from the stage. That's a skill. I've talked to a lot of different, we've had Lyle Lovett on talking about the idea of being a band leader.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about that. Talk about like the transition of not just being a musician, but being the person on stage that leads the musicians.
It's so much fun to lead the band. You know, the guys who I hire, I make sure that I get the best guys in Chicago. I try to find the best players so that my job is much easier. If I hire the best drummer, then I don't have to say, hey, play it like this. I just say, what you got, Chuck? His name's Chuck Lacey. He's phenomenal drummer. So I just love working with these guys. But leading the band, it's my job as leading the band. So here's how I learned how to do it, Justin. I went on YouTube and I was like, typed in
how to lead a band.
How to lead a band. How the heck do you conduct
what popped
a band?
Up? Is it like instructional videos or did you watch like the band Rush or something? Like, how do you do
it? You can learn anything on YouTube. And I learned, how the heck do you lead a band and look like you're some kind of, you know, professional.
Well, I love
and
it.
I actually literally do conduct them, but I learned it all from YouTube.
There you go. If you want to see those skills on stage, Stephanie Rogers and her show Story Jam will be on stage at the City Winery this Sunday. It's an 11 o'clock start. 12 o'clock is when you're on stage, but there's an opening band, right?
Yes, two opening bands. One is called the Blackfriars Social Club. They're kind of Americana. And then this guy named Tanopole is coming. He's a neo-soul artist.
All right, there you go. And then Story Jam at 12 at the City Winery in the West Loop. This show is on every other month. Is that the idea,
Just
Story
about
Jam?
Every other month,
there
yeah.
you go.
We change locations. So.
You do. Wilmette Theater. I know that. I saw that. That's great.
We do Architectural Artifacts, which is
a great place, too. Yeah,
that's a cool place.
Stephanie, great to see you. It's been too long, and you got to come back, and you should bring the band in. We should do some live stuff or something.
Right.
That'd be fun, right?
Yeah.
Great to see you, and good luck with the show.
Thanks so much, Justin.